All right, good evening, everybody. So today's the first daf of Masechta Gittin. So we're going to do a little hakdama on Gittin, and then we'll get into this Masechta. So first, this is, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz today, so he was quoting from the Sefer HaChinuch. There's obviously a mitzvah in the Torah to divorce your wife. Doesn't mean that you're a positive mitzvah. If you desire to divorce your wife, you know, the Torah provides a route to do that. So the question is, why does the Torah say that you have to have, the Torah says, he writes his bill of divorce and he sends her out from his house. Why does he provide that it has to be a writing? Why can't a man just say, you're divorced? Why do you need all these formalities? Okay, and then you have a lot of formalities. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, he says, this is a mitzvah tafku of ayin tet. He says the Torah admonishes us not for just dibur. That would only propagate more sort of illicit relations. He says, in other words, everybody who's mizana would say, my husband divorced me. You know, and that's it. It was just dibur. In addition to which, everybody divorced left and right. Divorce. Yeah. That's it. He says, Achein, then the Sefer HaChinuch says, Achein, Atash Chayavnu Lechtov HaDavar B'Sefer. Now the Torah requires us to write us in a document, the Ha'ed Edim, and to get Edim, Srichla Roach Star, Kol HaTuena Gerushin. So anyone who claims they're divorced, so she's got to bring proof, like the evidence. And then the Sefer HaChinuch, that's phone off, he says, V'o Tuela B'Davar, in addition to which, there was another advantage. Sometimes, like, the husband will be, like, emotionally charged, and then he'll, like, calm down, and he'll desist, and he'll say, I'm not going to divorce her, because all ha-shalom. You know? Yeah, right. So, like Yosef was saying, we're going to have later on, there's a perek in this Masechta, it's about Get Pashut, so it talks about with the Kohanim, you know, they devised get makushar, like you have to fold the document. Again, it can mean any document, but you know, it was a document would be folded many times and then sewn, and that was so like Konim, when they're divorced, that like it takes so long, they'll calm down. So a lot of people, but everybody's, you know, subject to all these emotions and things like that as well. Now, the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchot Gerushin goes through 10 different dinim that relate to the get. He says that there are 10 elements, and they are this shlo yigaresha ishal b'ritzono. When a man divorces his wife, it has to be with his ritzon. In other words, in Din Torah, the man has to be willing to do it. If he's not willing to do it, there's no get. Although, because I'll teach us that there are instances where the Torah, right, where the Torah is machayiv, there are instances where the Torah is machayiv a man to divorce his wife, and the Beth Din forces him. And so then there's a famous Rambam on this in Perek Beis. He says, we're forcing him, you know, Achi Amor Rotza Ani. So he says his deep ratzon is he really wants to follow what the halakha requires. So that's, it is his ratzon. Now, there's Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, who says that you can't divorce without the wife's consent as well. So today, we need both consents. So nobody's getting divorced without both their consents. Usually the issue becomes when the wife wants a divorce and the husband's holding out. That's a more common situation. He says, then, divorce has to be with a writing, not anything else. And then he says, that the ktav, the writing should be that he divorced her and she's removed. You know, doesn't mean that he owns her, but he means she's not connected with him. In other words, he has no rights with her anymore. He says, it has to be something that totally dissolves the union between both of them. And again, like the Gemara learns, if there's a Tanai Ha'ogdan, if there's a Tanai, if you have a Tanai in the get, like I could say this get is effective, you know, when it's at the other. But if the Tanai is like perpetual, but there's always like a right that the husband has vis-a-vis the woman, that's not a get. In other words, it has to be the right, a sefer kritut. He says, and then the Rambam says, the Shia Niftav Lishma, it has to be written Lishma. We'll talk about this shortly. In other words, when it's written, so we'll see, it's Machloket, it has to be the same. There's a question, what has to be Lishma? But it has to be written with intent for this man and this woman. In other words, he says, that when he writes the get, in other words, once he writes the get, the example, I was listening to Rabbi Simon Wolf today, he was saying, well, let's say a person wrote the get on something which is mechubar lekarka, and then so it can't be mechubar lekarka, so he cuts it off. That's not a good get, because in other words, the only thing that would be katab la, and he gives it to her, but on tambi adab, shalcham bito. He writes it, gives it to her. It can't be that between the writing and the giving, there's some other ma'aseh that has to be done. Then he says, b'she'ne'ulah, he has to give it to her. He says, and then b'she'ne'ulah b'ne'edim, he has to give it to her in the presence of witnesses. B'she'ne'ulah b'torah gaver, she has to give it to his get. She'abal or shlucho, who are not know the husband, or shliach, has to give it to her. He says, then he says, v'char d'varim shebeget, yon hazvan, v'chatim ra'edim, v'chaysebehem, I call me divrei sofer. The other dinim are dinim d'rabanan. Okay, now, another issue is that we call the document a get. So why do we call the document a get? So let's look at the first Tosfos. Let's look at the first Tosfos. First Tosfos then on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It says, we didn't do the Gemara yet, we'll do the Tosfos. A maybe get. Tosfos says, Avo Gav, the Shar Shtarot, Hamim Nami Kar Get. Even though other documents are also called get. In other words, get is a, okay. Right, a star. He says, to the Dan Bahashaleah, they need him quote in all the get. He says, it's talking about all documents. There's the Adam signed the document, which is a tikkuna olam. There's a parak coming up. It talks about all the things coming made, not just by Git, but they tikkuna olam, like for, you know, to help like the world, and there's a lot of different things that did for tikkuna olam. He says, it says gitten, but it's talking about like a document shtari mamo. The komakom. So here, the question is, the first mission is going to mention get. Should say get isha. Get can be any document. But here, the Tosfos says it doesn't say get isha. From the robe mekamon heichet kani get stam, ayur beget isha. The Tosfos says, most of the places, when it refers to plain get, it usually refers to a bill of divorce. Now, there's a minhag to write the get with 12 lines in the get. So Tosha says, only Rabbi Natam, they send the get, gematria, shtemasar. Get, gimel and tet, gimel, two letters is get, gimel tet, and if you add it up in gematria, it's 12. He says, v'ri shama b'shem Rav Haigon, b'shem Rav Sadia, b'shem d'chtip sefer kritot, it's called the sefer kritot, like a bill of divorce, or a bill of severance, to shir, yud beit shitim av sikim bein arba'ah, kum shay sefer Torah. So he says, if you look in a sefer Torah, between each one of the svarim, there's always a space. And let's say between Breishis and Shmos, it's a space. And then Shmos and Vayikra, there's a space. So there's four-line space between each one of the svarim. Now we have five Sifrei Torah, but four spaces, right? Because one, two, three, four, five, only four spaces. He says, "Kedamar Bo'avatra, Sirchaniyat Arba Shitin, being called Sefer to Sefer. The Hef Sechabin Vayidaber, the Mishnah Torah, Lo Chashiv." He says, we're only going to count the first three, between Breishis and Shmos, Shmona Bayikra and Bayikra Bamidbar. The break between Bamidbar and Bar, we're not going to count, also says, Shalach Hozer Bashona Mash Lamala. He says, those two, like Mishneh Torah is just repeating what came before. That's the way Tosla figures it. So he's saying that a get is 12 lines because that represents like division. Like you see in the Sefer Torah, the sum total of lines figures like four separations, each one, three separations, each one four lines, 12 lines. Now, there's a gra, Rabbi Levi was quoted, and there's a different hezbeirim why it's called a get, but there's a gra that says get, gimel tet. He says that never, those two letters never occur in the Torah together. They never occur in the Torah together. So he quoted, he said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, there are four other pairs of letters that never occur in the Torah together, which really was thought was a charipas. I could hear it, you know, but then to realize it's something else. So I don't have an answer to that. But he had other explanations why it was called get. But I think that's going to be with get. Now, let me do some other yisodot, and then I think we'll be ready to begin the Mishnah. Now, let me see what he has here. One second. Okay. Now, there's important machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar, between two Tanayim, whether Ede Chatima Karti or Ede Mesira Karti. So Ede Chatima Karti means, according to the Tan Reb Meir, the Edim that signed the document are what converted into a get. In other words, beforehand, it's not a get. So as a corollary to that, the Tanur Meir learns that when we say it has to be written Lishma, in other words, Vakatav law is Lishma. So the way Rav Meir will learn it means that Edim who signed the get, they have to know they're signing for, you know, David and Rachel. In other words, they have to know, but just the signature, nothing else. And the Gemara on, do you want to set up a Rafi? Okay. So the Gemara and tomorrow's staff on Gimel Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph says, if you look on Gimel Beis 3b, two lines to the bottom. So the Gemara says, Va'amar Rav Nachman, Omer Ya Rav Meir, the Tana Rav Meir would say, I feel it's the Opa Ashka, that even if you found the get in the garbage, in other words, the guy is walking around, he finds a document, he's got his name, his wife's name, and he says, gee, I could use this, you know, and he uses it, and he says, Bakatamo and Atanola, and then he has the Adam sign it, and he gives it to the wife, his kasher. So that's the Tzad. That's right. That's according to the Tzad Rameir, the Adi Chati McCarthy. What? When we write a get, I think we would put the father's name, but I don't know, maybe he felt like maybe it was done, maybe the father's name as well, whatever, heard the father's name. Now the other side is Reb Lazar holds Ede Mesira Karti. So he holds that the most important element of the get are the Edim that see the delivery of it, right? So he holds that in other words, according to Reb Lazar, technically speaking, on a Din Torah, you don't require the Edom to sign the Shtar. The Edom don't need to require to sign the Shtar. But the Shtar itself has to be written the Shema. In other words, the whole document has to be written the Shema, which is the way we usually take it. So the whole document has to be written the Shema. Now, there's a question among the Rishonim, in other words, we see that Reb Lazar requires Ede Mesira. What about Reb Meir? Does he require Ede Mesira? In other words, does Reb Meir require Ede Mesira? So the Baalei Tosfot take it, the Reb Meir will also require Ede Mesira, just as a technical matter. But other Rishonim, I saw in Rabbi Roblowski, say that, no, you don't even require Ede Mesira. All right? Now, one second. Let me make sure I got everything covered. I think we're mostly covered. Okay, what's up? You get a singular, get in a plural. Okay. Now, there's also a question where Masech Gittin belongs in Shas. We have it right before Kiddushin. Yeah. So the typical answer that's always given in Yeshiva is that Hashem creates the refuah before the Makkah. In other words, you have to. Right. That's the idea. Rav Leibowitz was quoting from the Rambam. The Rambam says, look, the Chumash, it says that a man will marry a woman, and then he gives her a get, and then she'll marry somebody else. So he was saying that, it's like, even after you divorce, you have to keep moving forward and get married again. In other words, that's the idea. That was one idea that he said. You have to, even if, you know, one marriage doesn't work out, you gotta keep moving forward and keep it up. Okay, so I think I'm ready to begin the Mishnah. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? Everybody happy?
A lot of comments. But I don't have
to be quiet. All right. Okay.
Goldstein, is this halakha for both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim regarding what you said, that it has to come from both sides and with the consent of the wife? Or are Sfaradim different?
Yeah. So again, The tzad of the husband, for sure. That's a din Torah that it has to be from his ratzon. So as I mentioned with the cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, that it has to be the wife's consent as well. Now the cherem Rabbeinu Gershom was only binding on the Ashkenazi community, but I believe the Sfardim have adopted it since then. But I have to double check that. I think it's let me see what the article says. One second. One second. Oh, he has it over here also. That thing with the bra. Let me see. All right. I don't see it here, but I'll try to look into it, Daniel. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, Now, we're ready to begin the Mishnah. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says, I'm Bezim and Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah. So, Hamedi get Medina Rayam. Now, if a person is bringing a get Medina Rayam, meaning the husband is Medina Rayam, Rashi takes it, the first Rashi, and the Mishnah says, Kochot for Aretz Karelim Medina Rayam, Barmi Babel, to the Amar Lakaman. Rashi learns that anywhere outside of Eretz Israel, except for Babel, the Mitan of Mishnah calls Medina Rayam. So he's bringing a get Medina Rayam, Srich Shemar Rafanai Nichta Rafanai Nechtam. So the person who's, in other words, he's bringing the get from the husband and he's going to deliver it to the wife. So when he arrives in Eretz Israel, let's say, he has to say in the presence of I think in the presence of the Bez, then he's going to say, Rafanai Nichta Rafanai Nechtam. But this get was written in my presence and signed in my presence. Now, there's going to be Machlok in the Gemara why he has to say that. So it's between Rabba and Rabba. So Rabba is going to say, L'fi she'im b'kiyum l'shma. Rabba is going to say that outside of Eretz Yisrael, like they're chasha that they're not going to write the kiyum l'shma. They don't know what they're doing over there. So the person is going to say, this was written in my presence and signed in my presence. No, it was done l'shma. Everybody did l'shma. That's the idea. So it's going to come out that they're going to ask him. It's going to say it was done l'shma. That's the way Rabba learned Mishnah. And Rabba has a different answer. Rabba says like this, that that when you bring a get, let's say from Dina Hayam, and now you come to Eretz Israel. So if the husband says this is a forgery, no, I never did anything with this get. So we're not going to be able to produce the Edim in Eretz Yisrael because the Edim, they signed it in Ashkash. So we're not going to be Edim around. So if the person says he's the Shliach and he says this was written in my presence, signed in my presence, then that will be enough to push away the Urim of the husband. In other words, the husband says, like this.
My husband is in New York.
No. In other words, let's say the husband was an Asia Minor and the wife was in Eretz Yisrael. And he sends the get to Eretz Yisrael. So then the shliach brings it and he says, "B'fanei necha, b'fanei necha." Then the husband shows up and he says, that whole get was a forgery. There was nothing.
Okay,
so right. So it means that the shliach says, no, b'fanei necha, b'fanei necha, this was written in my presence, the sign of my presence. I said everything was done, got the kedin. That's enough to be docha his irurim. Okay, so now let's see back in the Mishnah. So, Hamevi getting Zinayam. That's the first opinion. So the Mishnah is going to have a lot of different opinions. So Rabbi Gamliel says that even if a person brings it from these two like towns or villages which are near Eretz Yisrael, so it's right outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael, you still have to say Pane Nechta, Pane Nechta. So Rashi learns in the fourth wide line, Targum shabin kadeshu bin bared, the targum bin rekam l'chigir. That's the way Rashi takes it. Now, the third line of Mishnah, Reb Lezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lud. Tana Reb Lezer says, even from kfar ludim to lud, in other words, lod is in Eretz Yisrael, and kfar ludim is outside of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's like a city and it's like almost suburbs, but the borderline goes between them. So even from that close proximity, once it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, they still have to say it. And the Chachamim Omrim, this is a fourth opinion, Chachamim Omrim, Eino Sereh Shemar Fanei Nitha Fanei Nechtam, Ela Meibi Mimzina Yam Vamole Vamole. So there's going to be a Machlok in the Gemara, Hamas and Shita of the Chachamim. So, okay, well, let's go slowly with this. So according to Rabba is going to learn that the main issue in the Mishnah is that Lafisha ain't Bekin Lishma. In other words, I'm concerned that they don't write things Lishma in Chutz La'aretz. So based on that Svara, I would think that's the reason. Let's say a person brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they're Baki Lishma. So I would think you don't have to make the statement. That's what I would think. So the Chachamim, according to this, that's the way the Tanakhama of Mishnah holds with the Malach of Rabba. That only when you're bringing from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, not from Eretz to Chutz La'aretz. So the Chachamim, according to Rabba, are cholek on the Tanakhama. And they say not just from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're bringing from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you have to say the Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam. because, in other words, otherwise, not because we're concerned that Neris don't write Lishma, but if we don't do that, everything's going to fall apart. We have to have one rule that fits all. Okay, that's the way Rava will learn the Mishnah. But according to Rava, who says that the issue is Shein Edim Mitsumi Lekaimo, so then it's the same issue. In other words, that whether I'm going from Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz to Chutz La'aretz, would be the same way. So according to the way Rava, the Chamer were not holy to the Tanakhama, the Chamer just explaining the Tanakhama. Everybody good so far? Okay, now let's just keep going. Okay, now we're on line 6 of the Mishnah. Now, let's say a person brings from one Medina to another Medina. In other words, one state to another state outside in the Chutz La'aretz. Now, so he's got to say Fanei Nechtam. In other words, state A doesn't know Lishma, and state B doesn't know Lishma. We're in Beis Amin Aleph, 10 lines down. Okay? Got it? Okay.
Even according to Rava?
So again, they're both explaining the Mishnah. They're both going to have to explain it. So Rabbah will say, okay, let's focus. So again, we're in the middle of the Mishnah. So we said Nisim welcome. So we said that if you bring the get from outside of Eretz Yisrael, the shliach has to say Fanei Nechtam. This get was written in my presence and signed in my presence. So the Gemara is going to have a question. Why do you have to say Fanei Nechtam? So the Gemara has a machlokes. So according to Rabbah, you have to say Fanei Nechtam, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, they weren't baki on the Shema. They weren't so careful on that it should be written the Shema. The Shema means the get is written for this man and this woman, and it's known at the time of the get is written. So here the Mishnah says that if you're bringing from one Medina to another Medina, like two states outside of Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbah will learn that neither one are baki the Shema. So you have to say Fanei Nechtam. And then Rava will learn this line that the Edom aren't Mitsuyim. So Edom aren't Mitsuyim if travel is difficult between both those localities. So the Shaya wrote, caravans aren't Mitsuyim, and people aren't, you know, around. They don't, you know, really go from one to another. So he'll also learn that way. He says, now back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meir, Akil Mehegmonia Lehegmonia. The Tana Rosh Gamliel says, even Mehegmonia means, even if you have, it's going to come out like one city and one governor of one, you know, rules one half of the city and the other governor rules the other half of the city, you still need, if you read it, get like the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, is like East Berlin and West Berlin during the Cold War. In other words, you have to spring, you have to sit Fanei Nechtam from one to the other. So, what, say again?
He says from one city, one half to the other half.
Right. Right. All right. So he was quoting one of the Farshim to say that, you know, isn't that obvious? A little bit like along the lines you're saying. You know, once I know, so he was saying like this, that the Chiddush is, I think it was quoting the Chasam Sofer, the Chiddush is that according to this opinion, if it's two hegmonio, in other words, if it's two different rulers, then even if people do freely transfer from one side to the other, you have to make the statement from both the other. He says, now, Rabbi Buddha Omer, now the Gemara delineates the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they reckon with Mizra, reckon to Mizra. So on the east, he says, from the city of Rechem eastward, that's Chutz La'aretz, and including the city of Rechem. The Ashkelon Ladarom, from the city of Ashkelon going south, that's also Chutz La'aretz. Ashkelon would be like somewhere in the Gaza Strip today or somewhere in that vicinity. This is the Ashkelon Ladarom. The Akko, the Tzafon, from the city of Akko to the north. So here it's saying the Akko, the Tzafon. Here the Gemara is saying the Akko is Chutz La'aretz, is the way the Mishnah is saying. We'll talk in a minute. Remeir Omer, Akko to Eretz Yisrael, the Gittin. The Tana Remeir says that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael in terms of Gittin. Now, when we talk about these borders of Eretz Yisrael, so there's a machloket. I was asking Rabbi Roblowski today and someone else, but and I think Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this as well. In other words, is it working with, in other words, one issue is the Olei Babel. When the Olei Babel came to Eretz Yisrael, so the places that they were makdish, that they took possession of, had a din in Eretz Yisrael. And places that they weren't didn't have a din in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one way of saying that it's talking about the Olei Babel. But, in other words, the question is it talking about B'Rishona or B'Achronis? In other words, first B was in the time of Yoshua when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and the second B in the time of Ezra. So the Ole Babel. So when the Mishnah says that these areas are outside of Eretz Yisrael, I think it's easier to understand the Ole Babel. But some want to say that, no, it means even like the Ole Mitzrayim is this way. So he says here, now, three lines on the bottom, a maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, if a person brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to make that statement. He says, v'mieshalav orim, but if there's like tainas against the get, so the get should be established through the Edom who signed. It means if it's in Eretz Israel and the Edom are there in Eretz Israel, so you're not going to say planning that time, planning that time. Let's say the husband comes up and he says it's all a forgery. So we're going to establish the signatories on the get. Let's look at last Rashi. If the Edom testified that that was our signature, oh Edom Acherim Yakiru Chatimatam. Or other Edom are able to verify their signature, kasher, being anal of orim, but if nobody's making any kindness against that get, mistama kasher, it's likely it's kasher, the abikin lishma, is an Eretz Israel, they're baki in lishma, the Edom is seeing Tamil the Kaimel, and Edom all the rest, they read the Gemara about the kinim kibun. And the Gemara is going to say that they have the regular baki kinim in Eretz Israel. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts, and anything we didn't mention? Okay, what's up, Rafi?
When the Ed comes, I saw the husband write it and sign it. She can get married the next day?
No, we have to wait 3 months.
That's what I think. Can the eight marry him?
I think the Gemara talks about that. And I think there's a problem if he marries her. Yeah, I don't think he can marry her. I think the Gemara... No. I think the Gemara is like koshesh for communion. I don't think the eight can marry her. But I have But there's different people. Here we're talking about the shliach is the one who's saying planning that tabernetam, and then they have the Edom who signed the get. But the Edom, I don't think certainly cannot. I don't know about the shliach. I have to look into this a little bit. Okay. Now, what's up? Go ahead, peace out, David.
This shliach, he's not an aid, right? It's an issue of nematos, right?
We're going to come to the Gemara, right. We're going to talk about that in a bit. Yeah, it's Nemanis.
Could it be a woman? Could it be a woman?
No, I don't think it could be a woman. Well, we'll see. Usually, you're right. Usually, when one aided them on, usually it could be a woman. But here, you see, here, I don't think it could be a woman here because, it's functioning not just as one aid, but also a shaliach. And it was my shaliach, like Shlucho Shalom Kamoto. So I don't think it could be a woman, but I have to look a little bit more into it. Okay, need to look a little bit more into it.
Okay.
Now, one second. Okay, so we're good with this. All right. And he has all the reasons about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Let me finish the Gemara first, and then we'll come back to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. All right.
Ashkelon is different.
So, in other words, the Ashkelon and Eretz Yisrael, usually when they name the places in Eretz Yisrael, they usually try to name it the biblical Ashkelon is probably not far away from the current Ashkelon. I don't know if it's identical with the current Ashkelon, but usually they try to like line up the names with the places. Okay, let's see in the Gemara now. So on the bottom line of the Gemara, on Beis Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, my timer. So again, so we said when the person brings the get from outside of Eretz Yisrael, he has to say, b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtav. It was written in my presence, and it was signed in my presence. So Gemara, my tamawai, Rabba Amar, turn page, l'fi she'en b'kiyun l'shma. Because, let's look at Rashi, the top Rashi, l'fi she'en b'kiyun l'shma, aim b'nei medina nayam b'nei Torah, the peace fell outside of Eretz Yisrael, not b'nei Torah. And again, Rashi said, exclusive of Babel. So Eretz Yisrael and Babel are in one category, other places not. He says, they don't know that the get has to be written with this woman in mind. And Torah says, he, the husband, should write a bill of divorce to her. So the Chazal understand from the word law that it has to be with intent for this woman. Therefore, the Shliach says, it was written in my presence, signed in my presence. So in other words, Rashi's saying, in other words, the statement, b'fanei nechtam, is not enough by itself. If he says, b'fanei nechtam, I'm interested, according to Rabbah, whether it was written l'shma. So he should really say, Fani nechtav lishma. That's what he should really say, according to Rava. But he said fani nechtav. He says the who omer ain. So they're going to ask the in. They're going to ask the aid. Was it written lishma? I said yeah. So the coming mafarish. And now later on in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to explain my tamal watzer who nami lemeimar lishma. So why don't we have the sentence the Gemara is going to have tomorrow's daf? Why don't we say the person should say fani nechtav lishma? But in Echtam Lishma, that's easier. So the Gemara is going to say that they're afraid, like people tend to drop off like words and things like that. But we'll see. Now that's Rabba's Hezbollah. Now the top line, Rava Amar Lefishin Edim Insumin Lekaimo. Rabba says it's a different issue. The issue is that we're afraid that there won't be Edim around who'll be able to verify the bona fides of the get. Let's see the Rashi. Sixth line Rashi, the Fisha Nidim Sun Kaimo, Ain Shai wrote Mitsuyot Misham Lakan. There aren't like regular going caravans, like regular, communication between here or Asia Minor or Egypt, wherever it is. He says, Shimyaboa Baal, Bior Air Lomar, Lok Tefsiv. If the husband shows up and says, I never wrote this yet, it's all forgery. Shihu Adim Sun Lahakir Tatima Adim. There won't be Adim around to even verify the signatures of the Adim. He says, So here, for reasons that we'll explain shortly, we believe the shaliach. When the shaliach says, I was present when this get was signed and written and signed, and the husband told me, deliver it, we believe him. He says, it will come in Kareh, and later on the Gemara is going to ask, Bain the Rabba, Levi Trace. So the Gemara is going to ask, whether I do with Rabba or Rabba, shouldn't I have two Adim? What is it that the one person believe? If I'm going to have a din, I should say two people should bring the get. And two people should say, b'faneinu nechtav, and then we'd be in good shape. That's what we think. Okay? So now let's see further in the Gemara. So now on line two, the Gemara says, my benai. Now, whether I say like Rabba or I say like Rabba, I need somebody to bring the get, say b'faneinu nechtav. Well, the issue is lishma. The issue is I'm concerned that the husband will show up and say it's a fraudulent document. But I need the person to come say fani nechtav. So what's the nafkamina? The Gemara always asks, what's the difference between two of them? So ika b'nai, now the Gemara is going to have several nafkaminas between the two opinions. Ika b'naiu datyuhu beitrei. So the first nafkamina is, let's say two people bring the get. So let's look at Rashi, datyuhu beitrei, ushneim nasu shlichum agarsha. Both are shlichum agarsha. But get your same tafi deshneim, l'rabba by l'meimar.
So according to Rabba, they still have to make the statement, Faneno Nithav, and it was written Lishma.
He says, the Rabba, Mobai Lameimar. According to Rabba, they don't have to say anything.
So Rashi says, if the two of them come, they'll be around. Rashi takes it that the two will be around and available to verify the signatures. And according to,
they're not going back home.
But that's the way, it's hard to understand that idea of Rashi. Tosfos asks on that. But in other words, the Rashi says they got two people here and they can identify the signatures. The husband shows up, we'll call these guys and they'll identify the signatures. Now, let's just take a look. One second. Yeah. The Tosos asked on this. He said in the Tosos got two betray around the eighth line down. Are they going to be like sequestered? So Tosa says like this, the pshat is that the two will come and say, the husband sent us.
He says, the two lo mehim lamar lo shlachim.
In other words, they'll come. In other words, they're here. If the husband sends the forgery, they'll say, they'll come. They'll say the husband sent us. That's it. He's out of gas at that point in time. Okay. So now let's see further in the Gemara.
We're going to leave this one guy over the husband.
Wait. Here's two we're talking about. In other words,
this case,
two. Right. Okay. Now. Okay. Now that's one after me. Line three in the Gemara.
Inami mebedinu medina be'eretz Israel.
Let's say we're bringing a get between, like, to the Galil and Yehuda. So in Eretz Israel, So everybody's baki lishma. So therefore, according to Rabbah, you wouldn't have to say planei nechtam, planei nechtam, even though it's from the Galil to Yehuda, from Yehuda to the Galil. But according to Rava, that the Edom aren't Mitsuyim, we assume that like with these different Medino, the Shai wrote aren't Mitsuyo, like the travel wasn't so easy, so then I would still possibly need to say, or I would need to say, you know, according to Rava. Let's look at Rashi. Inami Medino Medino Be'er, this is 8 lines of Upwork, it's wide. Go in Yehuda Begalil, like Rashi says, the Yehuda Begalil, the Saka Daika Hashta, those Shtiki Shayarta Rava. So we think right now that the issue is there aren't caravans going from one to the other. The name of Mizuyapu, so Rabbah is only concerned with is it Lishma? So it is Lishma, because here we all do Lishma. Rabbah by the Maymar, then Sherot was good. Great Rabbah, I still have to make the statement. I don't have one more Nafkamina on line 4 in the Gemara. Inami ba'ota medina b'medina rayam, or else it could be within the same medina in chutz la'aretz. So according to Rabbah, we have sifan anich is not back in the spot, so you have to say it. But according to Rabbah, if it's in the same medina, so the travel is easy, so that I'm not afraid that you know the husband will say it's false. So I'll look around, I'll get the edim, and they'll come back and testify. All right. So it's the 3 nafkaminas we have between Rabbah and Rabbah. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, I have a question over here from Rafi. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's allowed to take money for the husband.
Yeah, he can take money. Yeah, he could be.
If the husband comes and says that he's not right, and they find out it wasn't the shaliach, he did not have the authority to do this. Is he going to pay something? Is he going to jail or?
You mean the husband comes in and says it was false? Wait, I'm trying to see the scenario. So we were saying that he's Neeman, but let's say the husband comes and is somehow able to prove that the Shaliah falsified. So I don't know about in terms of damages, but obviously that would undermine the whole get, obviously. But I don't know about damages. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Don't know. Okay, let's see further. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now on line 1, 2, 3, line 5. Ula Rabba Damar Lefisha in Bekim Lishma. Now the Gemara asks the question that Rashi, I think, had mentioned a little earlier. According to Rabba, we're concerned that they're not Baki Lishma. So why are we satisfied with one Shaliach? He's going to say that it was written by presence on Lishma. Why don't we require two? Lishma Levi Trey. Neither the Haba call Educh the Torah. You know, the general klal is when you have Edus, testimony, you need two Edim. Here it's a big issue with getting our, you know, a top issue, and it's a whole thing. So why do we have this? Is one Shaliach that's going to say, you know, it was written the Shema. So I think the Rabbah is going to ask with Rabbah also. Okay, so we're asking right now in Rabbah. It says, Levi Trey, need to have a quality of Shema Torah. So the Gemara says, Edecha Ne'eman B'Yisurim. So the Gemara says, the Klal, I think somebody mentioned this before, you mentioned it or not. Anyway, so there's a Klal, when it comes to Isur v'Heter, we believe one person, one witness. Now, let's see. Let's look at Rashi, the 4th wide line. He didn't have a fully, not that one, the 5th wide line. Mishani Edecha Ne'eman B'Yisurim, Sherei Amina Torah Kol Atav Yitam Yisrael, Al HaFrashat Shuma, Yel Shchita, Yel Nikar Agid V'Athelev. So Rashi says, the Torah believes everybody, that they separated truma. I go to your house. I say, was truma separated? Say it was. I said, I believe you. You have namanas. He says, Bala Shkita, if you shecht an animal. I said, the person who did that. He says, the al nikra gid ba chaylev. You took the gid out. We don't do this so much anymore. And chaylev was like the tribe ring. Now, let's look at Tosos. 10 lines from the bottom in Tosos. Eidachan eman bi surim. Everybody have it? Now he says here, now see, if I'm in a position where I can straighten things out, then I have greater nemanis. So the Truma Shechita, so he's not so happy with that, but
Anyway, let me get to cut the chase with Tosfos. So if you look at Tosfos, around 10 lines from the bottom in the Tosfos, lay upwards online of Tomar. Bim Tomar, Manalan de Nechanem on Bitsurim, Tosfos is wearing away Nechanem on Bitsurim, Yesh Lomar, and Bialkinam in Nida. Tosfos, we learn from Nida, yeah. The Darshin Perkamadir, Vesafra La La Atzma. So it says, Vesafra La Shabbat Yamim, the woman has to count 7 days. It really means like the Zavot counts, but today we should need it like Zavot, but we believe her, the days, the climbing, and everything like that. So that's where Tosfos says we know it. All right, I'm not going to get into details for this. Yeah, so again, so we say we believe the person has to be not done kasher. In other words, if the person is kasher that they're not keeping, then we don't believe them. But if the person is like a firm person, then we would believe them. In other words, you know, if I have a Shomer Shabbos person and I go to the house, I believe the food is kosher. If he's Michal Shabbos, I don't believe. that's the way it goes. Okay, so now let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim. One witness is Neman B'Yisurim. So the Gemara says, Eimur Dermin and Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim, Gon Chaticha Safik Shal Chalab Safik Shal Shuman. When does the Torah say Eidecha is Neman? Let's say I have a piece of fat. It could be Chalab, which is the non-kosher fat, or it could be Shuman, the kosher fat. Lo Eidchazik Yisur. In other words, Yisur has not been established yet. I don't know, is it Chalab? I don't know if it's Shuman. And he says, it's Shuman, or then I believe it. About Hacha, the Tazik Yisur, the Eshadish, here, the East, in other words, here the woman is established, she's married. That's the status quo ante. So it means that she's in a state of East or prohibited. He says, Habe Dabar Sheba Erva. So then that shifts it to a different category. It's Dabar Sheba Erva. It's like things that related to like the sexual relationships. I mean, Dabar Sheba Erva, Pachot Mishnayim. So I can't have less than 2 Adam. So the question is reinstated. How can I really believe this one shaliach who says, you know, find a nechtam, I should require 2. So let's look at the Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom. Vein davar erva, rui lachir pacha b'shtayim, dialek davar davar mimamon. So you may, Dafi Omi, people may remember, we have this in the Masechet Sota, there's a gzeir shava, davar davar mimamon. Hachat kimatza by erva davar, but the woman who was divorced, it says the husband found an erva davar, like something sexually wrong with her. You mean like, you know, wrongdoing. He says, Uktiva tamo b'dishnayim eidim yakum davar. It says, by mamon yakum davar. B'masachet sota daf gimel. So isn't it nice when you learned it and hopefully it's refresh you. Anyway, so the point is, so I need 2 Adams. So the question is, so how come one is enough? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says 3 lines from the bottom. Rov b'kiyanei. So the Gemara wants to say, the emes is not exactly like the way we said before. We're saying most people are baki in the Shema. So in other words, up he rove, most people are baki. And I really could, on a Doraisa level, rely on the rove. But we'll see in a minute. Ba'apil Rameir dechai shlamiyuta. Even according to Tana Rameir, he's choshe shlamiyuta. In other words, when there's a minority, he's choshe for it. And Rashi helps remind us where we learned this from. 5 lines from the bottom. Ba'apil Rameir dechai shlamiyuta. Tabikatu Tana in cholzin lo miyavin. He said, a katan and a katana can't do chalitza or yibam. In other words, somebody's we'll see in a minute. He says, katan shema yimatse saris. The katan, let's say he's 10 years old, and his brother was 20 years old. The brother had a heart attack and died. And now the widow is tied to him. She's stuck until he does yibam or chalitza. So Rameir holds, they can't do it. Why? He says, shema yimatse saris. He might turn out to be infertile, and then he's not in the parsha yibam or chalitza. So the Tana Rameir is Choshish Lamiyuta. Let's see back in the Gemara. So it means that even if I say such a thing like that, then I'm Choshish for the Miyut, but the people who write the Gittin are the Safrei, the Dayane, they're the scribes, they're right, the experts, like who's doing the bris, like the Mogul is doing the bris. And they know. But notwithstanding that, the bottom line, Rabbanan Huda Atzruch. Nevertheless, the Chachamim said, as a safeguard, we want to, according to the Malach of Rabbah. According to Rabbah, I'm koshesh that it's not done the Shema. So the Chachamim say, you know what? You're right. The robe and the sofrim and the robe bikin, sure. But as a safeguard, we're going to require the Shliach to make the statement. The Hacha, the top line, on Gimel Menalef, Yishum Iguna, Akilu Rabbanah.
So it means in Achinami, the whole requirement is just the Din Rabbanan. But the Chachamim within the Din Rabbanan, they were mekil that they don't require two Edim because of Iguna. In other words, I don't want this woman to be put in a situation where she's like tied to the husband. You know, like the so let's look at the top line of Rashi. So he said, let's do the previous Rashi also. He says, Rabbanan who the astrachu the meichash the milk, the chamin requires to be concerned. Yishum the ika the ashka katuv the omeid. You want to lift the shame of chamin bnei yiro shmo and imlak in the garage. In other words, sometimes in a rare occasion you could have a document. You know, I forgot to mention to you about the Topaz and the Torah, but we'll come to it in a minute. There's sometimes there could be a document floating around. Maybe they use that document. Yishum iguna akiluba. So is the iguna the chamin were made with this. Now the top line of gimel medala. The Gemara says, "Hi kulahu chumrahu." They said, "Is that a kula or that's a chumrah?" In other words, if I say now I'm going to believe the shliach that it was written the Shema, that's the kula. So the Gemara says, "I think it's really a chumrah." Why? The masrafat latrei. If I'll have two shlichim required, and they'll come and say, "Well, ati bal ma'arir upasalei," so now it'll be immune from the husband again working within the ma'alak of Rabba. The chashash is that it was not written lishma, so the husband's not going to be able to store it up with them. He says, "Chad atibal ma'aru passed away." He says, with one, the husband could start up with him and say this whole thing is a forgery. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, "Came in the Amar Mar." We have another statement. If they come a note nova, he says, in the presence of how many people does the shliach have to give her the get? So in other words, when he delivers the get, he's going to deliver the get either in front of two witnesses or three witnesses. In other words, the Gemara takes it, the shliach, this is like built into the system. The shliach would be embarrassed to be impeached if he's carrying out, executing a job for the husband, and delivering it in front of two and three people, and then the husband, and if it were not true, so it means that the husband had not authorized him or something like that, he in other words, he would be embarrassed. And it's like there's a self-selection that's involved with this. So the Gemara says, so in Achinami, he's believed. Let's look at Rashi, and then we'll pause for a second. On the third white line, they come and don't know, shliach zel yishto, v'omer if they have planned to find the station time of Kulei. The shliach is very careful when he gets from the baal. The odeya bo shibratzol megarsha. He verifies that the husband is doing it, you know, from his own free will. Lo yavo v'yorer od. V'inami orer. And even if the husband comes and makes such a taina, eino nema. The husband does not believe the baalai dach b'mil teshapir, because we think that he checked everything out. Now. Okay, let's just summarize what we did for a minute. Let's just digest a little bit. So again, so we learned the halacha of the Mishnah. They have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And we said there's two possible reasons for this. Machlok did Rabba. According to Rabba, it's concerned that it's not written the Shema, and Chutzlar, it's not Baki the Shema. And then cutting to the chase, the Gemara said that most of the people, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, are Bikiyim. And certainly the Safrei Dayane scribes are, but we're still a little bit concerned about it. So they're right. The Chamim made a din, said that if a husband sends the get, let's say this is the get, with the shliach, when he gets the woman, should say, b'fanei nechtam, say that it was written. And then the Gemara explains that when he, the shliach, delivers the get, he delivers the get in front of two or three people, and the Gemara assumes that he would never put himself in a situation like this unless the shliach had been. In other words, nobody wants to have the credibility impeached unless he had followed, you know, carefully had, you know, deduced that the husband does it from his own free will. Now, we haven't explored this so much. The Gemara is going to get to it right now. The other reason we said is about we're afraid that there won't be Edom to be Mekayim again. There won't be Edom to establish the veracity. The Edom can't say we signed it, or we won't have people who recognize the signatures, which so far, and the communication is not so great. So the witness is going to say, everything was done fine in my presence. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, wait, Fern's got one. She's been very patient tonight, and then we'll get to Rafi. Okay, what did you
Right. I think I might have missed something. The guy is somewhere in Medina Hayam.
Right.
He has two people. He has two Edim that are signing and writing. And the Shaliach is bringing it forward.
Okay, listen, stop for a second. So the writing is the Sofer writes it, right? The Sofer is going to write the get. And then he's got possibly two Edim, if you hold like Remeir, who are signing the get. Okay, go ahead. Then he gives it to the Shaliach.
So the two Edim are Medina Hayam. They're away.
Right, right.
And he's giving it to the Shaliach to bring over. Right.
Correct.
Now, how long does this Shaliach have to stick around to be able to testify? In other words,
That's what Rashi and Tosfos were discussing. So you're asking within Rabbah or Rabbah's Hesped? According to Rabbah, he just says, he makes the recitation. Gemara,
we need him to stick around the whole time.
Right. Now, wait. According to Rabbah as well, we didn't get to it yet. According to Rabbah as well, he says, then I think that's going to be good. He says, Rabbah lo by the
Maimer. I have to send a pastrami too, Marvin.
You know, So the Gemara is going to ask. Yeah, in other words, once he makes that statement, the Gemara is going to discuss it shortly. So the Gemara says once he makes the statement. So now the get will be immune from impeachment from the Baal. In other words, he makes a statement, but in the family, it'll be immune from attack from the Baal.
Okay? Even if he goes back to Medina Hayam.
Who goes back where? Right. Even if the Shaliach goes back. Right, that's right.
Okay, because those Edim serve to testify that the Shaliach said, Lefanai Nechtam, the Lefanai Nechtam. Is that it?
I lost here. So in other words, the Shaliach is going to say, Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. So right. He's going to say, I was present. Everything was done kedak v'kedin, and the Edom signed it properly. And so he's going to have ne'amanus, and that'll win the day. So if the husband shows up later and says it's a forgery, we're not going to be mekabelet from him.
And who is going to testify that the Shaliach said, Lefanei Nechtam?
The Gemara is going to say that you have to deliver the get in the presence of two other people or three other
people. So those are the two Edim that are going to stick.
Right, right.
Because they're from this place. Thank you.
Okay.
This is such an important matter. In most places, there was a Beidin. The husband can go to the Beidin, and the Beidin can write it down and send it to Israel. Why not do this?
How is it different if the Beis Din does? Or, in other words,
because the Beis Din goes to Beis Din in Israel, this is something that is known. I'm sure they did a lot of this. Why? Okay. Why does an Edim be suffering?
Right. This
is an important matter.
All right.
Why did he go that
way?
He goes to the Beis Din. Beis Din, they call her, and they know it's 100%.
All right. Don't know. All right.
Why did he do that?
All right. Okay. Now, wait. We're not done yet. No, not done yet. We're done when we say we're done.
9:05.
9:05. We got time. Okay.
Can you repeat his comment, please?
We have time.
He was saying, why can't they have like a Beis Din issue the get, and then like everybody knows, like the Isher from the Beis Din. Okay. Now, all right. Now, there's a little piece here. I think the air conditioning went off. There's a little piece from the. All right. All right. So we went through the Gemara already. Now. The Rishonim disagrees to how the Fanei Nechtam testimony allays this suspicion. So according to Rabbah, we're concerned that it's not Lishma. So Rashi explains that the Fanei Nechtam testimony prompts Beis Din to ask the Shliach to confirm that the get was written Lishma. In other words, he says Fanei Nechtam, and then they ask him, was it written Lishma? He says, yeah. Tosfos disagrees and maintains the statement Fanei Nechtam is sufficient to tell the concern of Lishma because Stam Lishma Kamasid. That means, we assume the Shliach means to affirm the get was written Lishma, and no additional testimony is necessary. The Ran, in the second shot, explains that even if the Shliach is ignorant of the Lishma requirement, his testimony, Fanei Nechtav, allays our concern, but we assume that he observed the get being written for the Mishaleach, the husband who sent him on his mission. We do not consider the far-fetched possibility that the Shliach observed the get being written by another man who happened to bear the same name as the Mishaleach, and who happened to subsequently allow the Mishaleach to use his get. The Ran adds that we are not concerned that the sofer wrote the get without sibui ba'al, the husband's behest, because we do not suspect a professional sofer of ignorance. Our concern of shlo lishma is based on the possibility that the husband, a layperson, might have taken a get that was originally prepared for another couple bearing identical names. Once we are assured through B'fanei Nitzav testimony that this scenario did not occur, we assume that the get was written properly and is lishma. Alternatively, the Ritva explains that even if the sofer and the fasaris are ignorant of the lishma, the testimony of B'fanei Nitzav sufficiently allays our concern, because if an ignorant sofer decided on his own to prepare the outline of a get in advance, it is unreasonable to suspect that the shliach happened to be present to witness the writing. Once the shliach affirms that he witnessed the writing of the get, chances are that he was witnessing a get that was being written at the husband's behest. Okay, he's got more here. I'm trying to remember. There was something else I wanted to say over from the Ramban and the Ran. What was it? It was something that Rabbi Lingbitson mentioned. I don't remember it now anymore. All right, I think I'm going to call it a day. Okay, one second. Let me just end the recording. Hold it a minute. 1 second.